Well, always want a nice Christmas day. Not too hot, but just warm enough so that we know that it is summer and you've kind of got that feeling while you're having the hot turkey or listening to Christmas carols talking about dashing through the snow. But it's also a very important day that we get nice weather for the Samaritans Christmas lunch. And lovely to have a chat to Dana Pitchalop, Samaritans Christmas Lunch and the Park Coordinator. And if you're thinking, that's an unusual name, is that the same Dana from Event Cinema? Well, it is, and she's very flexible and she gets around and does a lot of different things. Dana, good morning.
Good morning, Todd. It's lovely to speak to you this morning.
And you. I can tell you the weather's going to be nice, mostly sunny, around about 26 degrees on the coast, so a little bit warmer inland for the Singleton one, but the weather is going to be nice.
It's going to be spectacular. And as you were just saying with the intro, thank you so much. It's very much about giving back to the community, Todd. And that's why I put my hand up to help organisations such as the Samaritans with this fabulous event.
Well, and the fact that you love organising things as well.
Well, I might just have to come in there and organise you as well.
Oh, please do so. Really, there's a job cut out for you. It's pretty much a Newcastle and Hunter tradition. And it does cover a whole range of things. It's not just a lunch, it's not just entertainment, because really nobody should be alone. What, no matter what you think, but nobody should be alone on Christmas Day, should they?
No, they shouldn't, and that's exactly right. This is the same feeling that I have as well. I believe that we as a community need to look after each other, and it's so important to be able to sort of, you know, share a day like Christmas Day with others. And I'm that excited because we have just on 1,000 people that we know of that will be joining us on the day. So imagine this, Todd. So, of course, I put on my little bit of event management skills. So what I've organised is 1,000 tables of 10. Mm-hmm. Each table will have a beautiful white linen tablecloth. There'll be decorations on every single table. There'll be bonbons, there'll be placemats, etc., etc. I believe that even though we're outside under the railway carriages of Newcastle foreshore, I think it should be set so beautifully that everyone feels that they're, you know, at lunch with the family, which is really terrific. Now, lunch will be served by our amazing 250 volunteers I have on the day. So it's certainly not about me, because I play such a small role in putting it together. So these lovely volunteers will serve ham, chicken, lots of salad, freshly baked bread rolls, and of course we have pudding and custard. Mm-hmm. And then I thought, well, you know what, I think I need to add a little bit more. So obviously I do have the Event Cinema, you know, stand there where we'll have lots of popcorn and lollies and chips to give away. The drinks galore, we will have lots of water and soft drinks, and then there's ice creams and super dupers. And then what's really exciting is we've actually got Woolworths there, and they will actually provide our a fruit barn. So I think it's nice to be able to give away some delicious watermelon and apples and bananas and nectarines. So lots of activity with amusements, and the list just goes on and on.
Oh,
I can talk underwater.
And with a mouthful of marbles, but that's another story.
I know.
I've got to tell you, though, not interested in the salad, but the thing that I'm liking the look of is 125 kilograms of pudding. I'm just imagining covering myself in custard and just going in. That is heaven. 125 kilos of pudding.
Oh, Todd, it's truly amazing. I need to pick it up on Thursday. How good is that? Oh, I get to pick it up. So I'll be loading that up back in my car, and I'm sure the smell will be just delicious.
Okay, so if you see a car that's cruising around Newcastle that looks like it's got an unusually big weight in the back, it's 25 kilos of pudding. I suppose the thing we think about, people who maybe are on their own for whatever reason, but also people that have just moved to the area that don't know anybody. It's not just a case of whether you're alone and don't have any family around. If you're a newbie to the area, it's another great reason to come along and just, you know, meet some new friends.
Exactly. And that's the beauty of the day itself. You know, we don't discriminate in any shape or form. I love the idea. I mean, I come from a very big family, so this to me is going to be an even very close, you know, very big family gathering, so to speak. So anyone that is, basically just looking for somewhere to go, it's the only lunch that's, happening in Newcastle on that day. We do also have our Central Coast event happening down there, which covers that area, and as you mentioned earlier, Singleton. But certainly, as I said, everyone is welcome, and there'll be so much entertainment. And of course, I've got, you know, the gentleman in the red suit. He'll mm-hmm. be arriving in a very in a spectacular manner, mind you. And the other thing I should mention, though, too, Todd, everyone that's coming on the day will actually receive a gift from Santa. So I've got my fabulous volunteers here today. We're packing 1,000 gifts in gift bags, and they're all labelled, and then they'll all be sort of distributed on the day. So poor old Santa's going to be very busy that day.
Well, Santa's done nothing. It's Santa's little helpers that are working very, very hard packing all of them together. Dana, thank you very much. It's going to be a wonderful day. Of course, everyone's invited to the free event. Begins at 11 a.m. on Christmas Day. To you and all the volunteers again, job well done, and thank you so much for what you do.
Oh, you're most welcome, and thank you for the support. Merry Christmas.